Good morning. It is 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gunn, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, there's an organization here in this part of the state of Illinois. You may or may not know about them, and there may be services available that you need, or I guarantee you know somebody that's needed and hopefully won't need them in the future. But Western Illinois Regional Council, that covers a wide range of things in particular. But what we're talking about this morning is their victim services. And joining us to talk more about it, first off, the public relations manager, Jamie Ross. Jamie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Very well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Let's see. We've also got one of the advocates is a sexual abuse advocate. Is that right, Courtney?
Sexual assault advocate.
Courtney, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. And Jocelyn also is an advocate for...
I'm a counselor as well.
So Jocelyn, Courtney, and Jamie, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Well, first off, Jamie, I'll start with you. Talk a little bit about Western Illinois Regional Council, and in particular, victim services, and it covers a wide range of different things, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. So we're definitely a multifaceted agency. Our main headquarters are based in Macomb, but our services extend throughout several counties in Western Illinois. We do community development projects, working with local elected officials. We also have a lot of social service programs, and one of those social service programs is the Victim Services Program, and it provides free counseling and medical advocacy and legal advocacy to survivors of domestic violence and sexual violence. And different counties have different programs. So the domestic violence program is active in Hancock, Henderson, McDonough, and Warren counties. And our sexual violence program is active in those four counties, plus Knox and Fulton counties. And so I'm excited. I was able to bring Courtney and Jocelyn here with me today to talk about the sexual violence program that we have satellite offices located throughout the county region that we serve. And so they'll talk a bit about what they do.
Well, start with you, Courtney. I know it's not either one of you. It's not an easy job that you have. And talk about kind of what it is that you do in your role.
Well, I actually help our victims through the court process. I help them get orders of protection. If I do need to show up at the hospital with them, I will also sit with them through that entire process, too. I'm really just there for emotional support and any questions about the court process. I know it's a lot of legal jargon, and it gets pretty confusing for a lot of people, so I'm glad to be that buffer.
Well, one of the great things is that you mentioned there are people that are in a situation and don't know how to get out of it, and that's kind of where you come in, and getting them in contact with the proper authorities and those type of things.
Exactly.
Yeah. How about with you, Jocelyn, as far as the counseling? I know there's a lot of things you see and hear that aren't easy to see and hear, but it has to make you feel good that you're helping out in that respect,
though.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. And outside of the advocacy role, the counselor will go more into detail about things that are bothering you. You come in and we'll establish goals. And then it's very victim-centered with me. So when we come in for counseling, it's basically you lead, I follow, and I help you get the resources and tools that you need to just live a better, healthier, more positive lifestyle.
I suppose, does that side of it start as soon as they come and they ask for help?
Absolutely, yep. As soon as you call, we'll get you in, and you'll start counseling immediately.
Yeah. Is there different situations, back to you, Jamie, is there a time limit, say, this happened to somebody 3 years ago, 5 years ago? What is there some sort of time frame, or just if it's happened to you in your life, at least come to you and talk about it?
Yeah, there is no time limit. If it's happened to you at any point in your life, whether it was 5 years ago or if it was a lifetime ago, you are welcome to call us. And as she said, the survivor leads and we follow. And so you are not obligated to continue counseling once you start it. Everyone has a different journey. And so we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable, let the survivor know they are in control of their healing journey. And you can contact us anytime. It doesn't matter how much time has passed since the event happened to you.
You know, something Jamie just mentioned, Jocelyn, is the fact that as a victim that you're in control. I think that's a big part of the other side of it, is that person wanting to be in control of you, and it's you taking back control of your own life.
Absolutely, and yes, finding your voice again. which is very important. And also I want to just make sure that everybody is aware that it's not just for victims as well, but significant others as well, like parents, significant others, relationships, whatever, anybody that is affected by it can come to us.
Yeah, I suppose if it's happening to a mother, the kids may be affected or vice versa.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Courtney, in your role again, do you see people coming? Is it something hopefully that at some point if they didn't know about your services, and maybe we'll trigger somebody today to contact you, but have you seen some, or are you contacted by some people that maybe it's been a while and it's like, maybe I'm still in the situation and need to get out. It just doesn't matter when it happened, I guess.
Yeah, there's a good range of situations. I mean, every day is different, really. A lot of the time people will, people will actually call in. We do offer that emotional support first. And once we kind of figure out what's going on, they might actually, change their mind. Some people don't want to press charges or fight anything legally. They just want counseling, and we'll refer them over. A lot of the time, people do just want to feel safer, and that's where I come in. That's where I help them provide that legal protection.
Yeah, well, and I suppose that's maybe the hardest part for somebody just, asking for the help, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess you see such a wide range of things, Jamie. Well, let's talk about if somebody needs to get in contact, and whether it's emergency or not. I guess in all cases it's probably an emergency, but how do they get in contact with the Western Illinois Regional Council and Victim Services?
Yeah, so we have a 24/7 crisis hotline, and the number you can call is 309-837-5555, and that will put you in direct touch with someone that is a counselor or a volunteer that's helping to answer the crisis hotline. They'll talk to you about your situation. Again, you are in control of that conversation. If you just want to be, if you're having a panic attack about something, you just want to be talked down, we can also help with that. Everyone's situation is different. And then if you do choose to continue with counseling, they'll talk to you about where you can meet. All of our counseling locations are kept confidential, so it's not at the main WRC office. And that's for the safety of everybody involved, and also for privacy reasons. Yeah. So, again, that number is 309-837-5555.
Yeah, and you talked about the confidentiality, that everything you tell somebody here in your office or what one of the counselors or whoever it is, it's all confidential. And, mm-hmm. I suppose, yeah, I guess part of that, Courtney, with you is also trying to get them. You're not going to force them to do anything, but you would like them to get the help they need, and especially when it comes to the everything on the legal side of it.
Right. I pretty much go at their pace as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes some people want to wait until maybe they get a divorce going, or maybe they're just not ready for that fight yet, just because during that process there is a chance that their offender does show up, and it can get pretty re-traumatizing. So letting them work through the paperwork and go through that process on their own terms, at their own pace, is very important.
Jesslyn, talk about, if somebody's in a situation right now, whether they're being physically abused or sexually abused, or a child being physically or sexually abused, and they're thinking about making that call but just don't know if they can do it. What do you say to them, somebody that's thinking about it right now and considering making this important call?
It'd be the same thing, just going at your own pace, knowing that you're comfortable with that, having that conversation, and, just talking about what happened to you is just that safety is always number one, and the comfort level of where you're at is number one too. And even if you want to call us, you don't have to give us any information. You can just talk. We don't have to ask names, numbers, any of that. So even if you're not willing to move forward and you just kind of want to get the feel of what the conversation would be or what the process would look like, you can call and not give us any information, and we would still let you know what would go on.
Yeah, and I suppose, Courtney, also, you would obviously, you want to say, hey, let's get you out of this situation, because it's gonna, as the days go on, it's gonna grow more dangerous. But again, you don't force them. You're making suggestions and going at their pace.
Right, and just like Jesslyn was saying, we don't really need information right away. Even if you just want to just ask some basic questions about how court's going to go, how's this going to look, how's that going to look. And I've actually had some people who try and get the order of protection on their own, And we also do help over the phone. Even I've had people sitting in whatever private room, and I'm just kind of walk them through it. Some people aren't even comfortable and kind of showing their face and just even knowing, even letting someone else know that this is going on to them personally. So
What's nice, Jamie, about with Courtney and Jesselyn is that they have the experience. Like if somebody feels they need the order of protection and they don't want to make the call, Courtney's got that experience to help take care of it for you.
Yes, absolutely. All of the counselors and advocates that work for victim services are very experienced, and they all have to go through certain state-certified certifications in addition to the degrees that they have. And they're all, like we've been saying, like we want to make the victim feel comfortable, survivor feel comfortable. And so they're very approachable, very friendly, no judgment zone. So if you have any questions or concerns, or if you think that someone that you care about is in an abusive situation, you're also welcome to call for advice on how to safely help that person.
309-837-5555 is the number. You can call it 24/7. And if it's an emergency or not, that's the number you can call. You know, Jamie, with this, that we may not know it, but we all know somebody. There's somebody in our circle somewhere that has been the victim of one of these things. You may or may not know, but there's somebody somewhere in your circle that's been a victim.
Yes. Unfortunately, the rates of sexual violence in the United States are fairly high. Right now, it's 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men have experienced some form of sexual violence in their lifetime. And I mean, unfortunately, we do have children that do need our services as well. And it can be, it's obviously a very traumatizing crime that's happened to these people, and everyone reacts different. Everyone's survivor story is different. So whether it's been like a few, it's just happened to you, or if it's been a long time, we want you to feel comfortable calling us. If you are in a situation where you do feel like your life is in danger, we want you to call local law enforcement. And then they can always put you in touch with us afterwards. We have good relationships with local law enforcement throughout our service area, and we're thankful for them.
Courtney, let me talk to you again about if that person, same thing I asked Jesselyn, that person that's thinking about it, that's in a situation that they need to get out of, and they're thinking about making that call, what do you say to that person that's listening right now?
I'd say if you're thinking about calling, call. Worst case scenario, you get to talk it out, and you might decide you might not need any services, and best case scenario, you might. There's basically a lot that you can discover just by calling and talking. We're all available. Like they said, it's 24/7. And sometimes just being able to talk it out, that can be the best for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jesselyn, we talked about the fact that, you know, maybe this something has, somebody as a child, whatever the case may be, that it's still at some point in your life, you need to talk to somebody, let it out, and that's where you guys come in.
Yep, and there is a lot of people that will come forward that are adults and have childhood sexual trauma that they need to work through, and absolutely, just like anything else, call us, and you just need to talk, we'll talk. If you want to come in for services, we will schedule an appointment and start doing that for you, whatever it looks like for you, and everything is different for everybody, so it's not linear.
Yeah, and I guess no matter what your age is, a chance to take your life back.
Absolutely.
Take control.
Yeah.
All right. Jamie, anything else we need to know about the Western Illinois Regional Council and the Victim Services?
Just that we are here for you. We can talk to you about a variety of different situations, depending on what your specific situation is. We also hold events throughout the year. Sometimes we have, like, informational booths. We have good relationships with some of the local colleges in the area, and again, local law enforcement. So feel free to call that hotline number, 309-837-5555. Whether it's happened to you or you think it might be happening to someone that you know, we're here for you.
Absolutely. Jamie, thank you so much for your time. Courtney, thank you. Jesselyn, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.